Across the country, a number of farmers are likely to take a big pay cut this year. Nationwide, the Department of Agriculture expects farmers will earn a third less than they did last year. That blow to the bottom line is rippling through farm towns. On a snowy afternoon on a farm near Roseville, Dan Byers parks his pickup at the end of a dirt road.
This is part of what we farm here.
He's looking over some of his fertile land. A few years ago, high grain prices earned farmers here about $400 per acre for their corn and soybean crops. This year, it's possible that every acre Byers farms will cost him $50.
It just takes a certain amount of fixed money to put a crop in and adequately, you know, raise it. At today's prices, not much of anything works right now until there's kind of a rebound.
Record corn production with no increase in demand, as well as a leveling off market for ethanol, have led to the lowest prices in 6 years. Some farmers won't break even this planting season, which could force them to tap into their savings. That's bad news for towns in the Corn Belt, whose prosperity depends largely on farmers and businesses linked to farming. Frank Hoffreiter owns the New Holland Farm Equipment Dealership in Havana. When corn prices peaked, Hoffreiter sold close to $11 million worth of shiny blue tractors in a single year. He doesn't expect to crack $3 million in 2015.
Everybody's just trimming back and not doing much buying on new equipment, especially big, large equipment, anything over $20,000, $30,000.
John Deere, the industry leader, reports sales are down by 40% from this time last year. That prompted the company to lay off nearly 2,000 workers in recent months, and more cuts could come. Frank Hoffreiter hasn't let anyone go yet. The company's machine shop is keeping workers busy.
And you'll see more when economies like this, guys will spend more for repairs instead of maybe all guys the tractors. Got a bad engine, we'll trade it off today and stuff. Well, no, we'll see if we can patch it together and fix it back up.
Todd Schaefer owns a bar down the road from the dealership and estimates that 3/4 of his customers work in the farm sector.
People will probably get laid off. We will have to get back behind the charbroiler, behind a bar, and rather than managing the place, we'll be managing it and working it.
Even as grain prices plummet, grain farming isn't getting any cheaper. Land is one of the biggest expenses. Sky-high prices put it out of reach for many farmers, so they rent acreage instead. The rising price of grain pushed rents to unprecedented levels, and even though prices have fallen, many landowners are refusing to lower the rent. Scott Irwin teaches agricultural marketing at the University of Illinois. He says high rents are forcing some renter farmers to breach their contracts.
We're seeing stories of farmers who had signed multiple-year cash rent leases at those high rates actually just walking away from the leases this winter.
If corn prices stay low, rents will eventually have to follow. But in the meantime, many farmers are struggling to pay for their rented land. Dan Byers rents some of the land he farms. While his budget's tight, he says he's paying up and staying put.
In our situation, we've got some very long-term, you know, relationships. And, you know, you don't want to screw those up.
He'll continue to farm, even though it's not likely to be profitable. With corn production expected to remain high, the USDA is predicting that prices will continue to fall well into next year. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.